Matthew chapter 4, praise God, Matthew chapter 4. Then if you hold your finger on there and go to Matthew chapter 24, and I just want to tie some things together, praise God, and just look at this tonight as God's laid it on our hearts. It'd help our hearts get us ready. We're going home, youngins. This thing's just about over. It's winding up. God's finishing up a few things. Amen. And the biggest part of it is me and you getting us ready for that place He's prepared. And boy, in just a little while, we're going to be there with Him. Boy, what a time we're going to have. That place where there'll be no more sorrows or heartache or pain or suffering. Amen. Place of perfection. How do you know, preacher? Because He's there. And there ain't nothing wrong with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. The Bible says, And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And He said unto them, Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed Him. And going on from thence, He saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And He called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed Him. Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. The Bible says, And He said, and as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, His disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things... Now listen to this. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Amen? Verse 21 of Matthew 24. It says, For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. I won't preach just a moment tonight and try not to be too long. If God will be my help on this thought, can you see it? Can you see it? As we look around tonight and we see all these things that's happening around us, and we see all these catastrophes, all these major events that's playing out all over the world. And I just read in your hearing that Jesus said to the disciples, He said, when can we look for this thing? He said, when's the end of this age which we're living? Amen? He said, we'd like to know when's the end coming. How close are we getting? Amen? And Jesus said, from the Mount of Olives here, He said, take heed that no man deceive you. First thing I want to say tonight is men are being deceived all around us. People are thinking that there's a better way than the Lord Jesus Christ. They're thinking there's something better than the Lord. But I want to say there's nothing better than Jesus. Amen. I want to say there's nothing can take the place of our Lord. Amen. He came from heaven, praise God. He came down manifest in the flesh, dwelt among men, gave His life, rose from the dead, sat at the right hand of the Father on high for me and you. You give me a name of anybody that's done anything better than that. There's a lot of scholar athletes. There's a lot of people in this world that, praise God, have done magnificent things. I mean, there's people that's won Nobel Peace Prize and prizes for ingenuity and things like that. But I want to say there's nobody, praise God, that ever came, was born, praise God, died, rose again, praise God, and went to sit at the right hand of the Father for me and you. I want to say tonight, Jesus is my hero. Amen. You young people, if you're going to have a hero, praise God, let your hero be Jesus. There's none like Him. Amen. And I guarantee you, He'll never disappoint you. They'll never catch Him in some shady conflict. Amen. He'll always be on the up and up, praise God. You can always lift up His name, praise God, and He'll never do nothing to embarrass you. Amen. I'm talking about my Lord and Savior tonight. He said, there's a lot of deception. He says a lot of counterfeits. He says a lot of things, and I said that He can bring you peace and happiness and all the things that this whole flesh desires. But he said there's only one true Savior, and that's Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I am the way. He's either the way or he's the biggest phony and the biggest liar there ever was. But I have proof that he is the way.
Amen.
Amen. He's the only way, praise God, to have the peace, hope, and the happiness that we desire in this world today. And it, praise the Lord, we might as well forget about everything else and we might as well put Jesus first. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to have help and hope and happiness and financial stability. Praise God, then put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Step up to the plate and say, Lord God, here I surrender to you. I surrender all, praise God, and just allow the Lord Jesus Christ to become the Lord of your life. He said, because there's a lot of deception. There's a lot of phony baloney out here, praise God, that won't help you. Amen. We was talking in the prayer room. They're talking about now, since some of these states is voting in marijuana, they're talking about North Carolina has got this crazy thing in there that's tried to push it through 8 times. We need to be ringing up the phone. We need to tickle his ear and say, look, buddy, you want that mess, you go to Colorado or California. You get out of North Carolina because we don't want it. Amen. Hey, listen, we've done hung around here in a stupefied state, praise God, till we've let it become beer city on the East Coast. Hey, we better stand up. We better become that squeaky wheel. We better begin, praise God, to call out for some senders, some representation of the people, praise God, and say, we don't want no part of this wicked mess because it's deception. Amen. It's destroying the minds of our children. It starts out as marijuana and it leads up to harder drugs. And the next thing you know, you've got lives that are in shambles and ruin, praise God, and people that's gone on their way to a devil's hell, deceived. And the deception's so in depth, so ingrained in them, they can't get away from it to get the salvation. He said, well, preacher, can't Jesus save them? See, that's the tactic of the devil. He gets them so ingrained that he captures their mind where they can't think about nothing else. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we need to stand up. Praise God and say, you know what? We ain't going to have no part of that. And we need to start ringing the phones now. Amen. Call some of our representatives and say, listen, we need to squelch this right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's free. That didn't cost you a dime. Amen. But you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about deception. He said there's deception everywhere. He said we got to be vigilant and we don't get deceived. Amen. It brings our young people in and that the devil's deceiving them, making them think that there's nothing to Christianity. But I want to say there's nothing like Christianity. There's nothing like being a child of God these last days in which we live. Praise God. Help my brother. It gets better farther on. Amen. Closer I get to home, praise God, the better it looks. Praise the Lord. He said, a bunch of them say they'll come in the name of Christ. Amen. And deceive many. Praise God. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. He said, for all these things must come to pass. He said, but it's not the end yet. Amen. All these things must come to pass. We're seeing it all around us. We're blessed right here. We're not fighting in America. We're not waging wars in America, praise God, because of America's strength. But praise God, all around us, people are fighting in embattlement. Amen? But praise God, I thank God. He said, it's all happening, but it's not the end yet. He said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. I told you, do you remember I told you that Russia's moved into the strategic places around the world? They moved our ships in, setting up places. Now said they've got bunker buster bombs that they're fixing to hit Syria with. Amen. And they're targeting civilian places. Why would that be? Because they're trying to set up a defense right there in Syria on the back door of that little nation of Israel where they'll have an advantage. But I want to say on the authority of God, praise God, it's like a wolf at, praise God, trying to blow down the brick house. Praise God, he's a God of glory that's got his hand on that little old nation. He's going to raise them up. Praise God. The nation shall rise against the nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Amen. He said, and all these different, have you turned the TV? Have you looked at the news lately? The whole United States, nothing's exempt. I mean, there's fires on the East Coast. There's fires on the West Coast. There's tornadoes happening in the Midwest. Amen. Today, there was severe thunderstorms and gale force winds and tornadoes coming through Tennessee. Gatlinburg's burnt to the ground. Amen. Can you see it? Can you see what's happening? God's a shaking America. He said, open your eyes and see. Praise God. Get to looking for me, because here I come. Amen. I'm fixing to step out, praise God, and I want you to be a looking up. I want you to see what I've got for you. Praise God, and I am a good God. I'm in control, praise the Lord, and I'm coming to get you in a minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm coming, praise God, and when He comes, we're going. Amen. Praise the Lord, a shout and a trumpet, going out of here. And He says, all these things that we're seeing. He said, Brother Buddy, he said, that's just the beginning. He said, I just want to give you a sneak preview. Amen. See, all these things are the beginning. Praise the Lord. He said it's going to add up to waxing wicked and waxing without love and the opportunities for God, amen, to move in our life. He said, but the gospel's still going to be preached. But he said there's going to be a time of tribulation. See, if we could just see it coming. I mean, God's given us a sneak preview of what He can do. Amen. There's nothing. But people, I heard people say, I had people tell me the other day, they said, well, this place will never burn up. God can't even do that. Amen. This is just last week. And I had nurses call him up and say, have you looked at Gatlinburg? Amen. In a day and a half, 15,000 acres burnt to the ground. Business, homes, restaurants, hotels, praise God. Those that was established, those that thought they were beyond the power of God, praise God, they're gone. Amen. People say God can't. I will say God can. God will. Praise the Lord. He's trying to shake us into paying attention. Can we see it? I can see it. Amen. I can see what God's trying to show me. I can see what God's trying. I can see God trying to get our attention. Amen. Praise the Lord, so we can get in and be part of this. Praise the Lord. He said, all these things are happening. Praise God. He says, begin the sorrows. Amen. But listen, you say, well, preacher, it's tragic. There's a wife and two little old girls out there somewhere tonight. They don't even know. That were in one of the cabins. Amen. They were fearing for their life. They took off running. The daddy had went off with the car, met the brother, went somewhere. We're going to come back the next day and get them. The fire came in. That mom and two little old girls had to head out on their feet. And tonight they don't know where they're at. You say, preacher, that's terrible. I want to say it's happening all around the world. These mamas and daddy, little babies and youngins, praise God, and they don't know where they're at. Amen. But God's a shake. He's trying to say, would you pay attention? Can you see what's happening? Don't be deceived. Praise God. God's not mocked. We can make fun and do like we don't care and act like we know more than Him. But God not be mocked. Praise God, one day He'll pour out His wrath. Great tribulation. It's nothing compared to what we have. You say, preacher, that's awful what's happening. Sure it is. It's terrible. It's tragedy. But it ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen, amen, when the church is gone out of here and great tribulation sets in. Amen. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, I want you to see it. Amen. God's laid it down in His plan. Praise God. If our folks get left behind, amen, glory be God, they're going through the awfulest time that they've ever known. A time of great tribulation, trials and distresses that we can't control, we can't contain. It's going to be overwhelming. Amen. Can you just see? I mean, we see that. We see it just a minute. That fire started in Gatlinburg on the side of the road. Fellow there, Camry's camera, he said, man, what a fire. 10 minutes later, he showed it. He was here. The fire was a quarter mile down the road. Amen. That quick. You say, how did that happen? It just took a breath of God just blowing across it. Amen. That night, that fire was a burning, and God said, it was like a number one tornado. The forces of a stage one tornado. It blowed 60 mile an hour through there. Praise God, it just took that fire and went right through Gatlinburg. Said people didn't even have time to get their car. They run out and jumped on buses. And the buses hauled them out of there, out of the fire. One fellow said it was so hot that the molding was burning off, melting off of his car. You say, well, God can't. God can. He will. God will get tired of America's foolishness one of these days. And He'll say, enough's enough. Amen. And it'll all be over. Can you see it? Can you see what's happening around us now? Can you see what God's doing? But I will say, praise God, God's made preparations for this. Amen. The Bible tells us here in Matthew chapter 4 that before all this come to pass, for He had to break this bad news of those lice stains. He said, praise God, He called a few good men. Amen. Said He called a couple of fellas. They weren't nothing but lowly fishermen. But said Jesus come by Galilee there and He saw Peter and his brother Simon, and He called them. He said, and they were fishers, praise God. And He said, follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. Amen. Can you see it? Can you see what God's done throughout the ages? Praise God. He's put a few fishers of men out there to cast a net for the glory of God so that they could reel them in, praise God, so that they could pull them in so they wouldn't disfire, so they wouldn't perish in the fire. Amen. I want to say God's, He's still got folks casting the net. Amen. Still got some folks coming alongside them, praise God, to pull in the catch. Praise God. Amen. Still doing that thing. What's He doing, preacher? He's still calling men. Amen. He's still calling fishers of men. Praise God. He's still calling some Peters and Simon. Still calling some James and Johns, praise God, to forget about what they're doing, praise God, and get work to work in the business of the Lord. Amen. Going to work for Jesus, praise God, making a difference in some individual's life, casting them out a lifeline. Praise the Lord. That's what we see taking place. Amen. He's calling these folks out. He's still calling folks out. He's still casting out nets. Amen. See, I like the analogy about casting nets, because a net's indiscriminate in what it brings in. Amen. See, if they was casting out a line, you could bait it just right and catch about anything you wanted to. Amen. You could catch a certain this or a certain that. But Jesus Christ come, He said, whosoever will. And praise God, when He cast out that net, Brother David, hey, praise God, and it goes out, and it falls, and it encompasses you, praise God, and He gets a hold of those edges, praise God, and He pulls you up on shore. Amen. That's what He's still doing today, praise God. He said, all these changes are coming, but praise God, I'm going to send some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He sent some fellas. He called some people to be casters of net. They wasn't highly educated folk. They'd say, well, fellas, have you got a bachelor's degree in anything? He didn't say, can I see your papers, please? Amen. He just seen some good old boys, praise God, it was about the Father's business, amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, fellas. He said, if you come, then I'll make you fishers of men. You say, what was so unique about them? They was willing to heed the call. When God called them, praise God, He said they left their nets and they followed Jesus. Amen. They stepped out on faith. They said, all right, where you have us to go? We're right here. Went on down the road and there was James and John with Uncle Zebedee. Their daddy, Peter and him, praise God. And so they said, hey, listen. He said, come and follow me. He said, Dad, said, we're going with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, hope you can get some good help to take our places, because we're going to go follow Jesus. Praise God. He said, well, go ahead, fellas. Praise God. I'll just keep casting the net here, seeing what I can get. He said, glory be to God. You go see what you can catch. Amen. Praise God. Something began to happen. Why? Because there was a call to be fishers of men. Praise God, not only was there a call, but there was an empowerment. Look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, he said there was an empowerment with a promise. In Acts chapter 1, he said in verse 8, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. He said, when you receive that power, he said, that power from on high, praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, there's going to be some power. So Jesus got these disciples. He got some folks to cast the nets. He put them in an intense training program. He began to train them on the things of God. How did he do that? He began to show them by example. Amen. I've told people here lately, people say, well, I've talked, I'm blue in the face. It don't seem like my young'uns are here. Don't seem like mom and daddy will listen. Don't seem like I'm getting nowhere. I said, quit telling them, praise God, and start living it. Amen. Quit telling them how good you are. Show them how good you are. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't no good. That's right. But Jesus is. Amen. Show them Christ in you, that hope of glory. Praise God. He began to train them. He taught them some things. Amen. Taught some things that's coming down from heaven. Trained them in aspects of being Christ-like. Amen. Praise God. Begin to give them those things, praise God, that would motivate them for the journey. Knew that there'd be dark days ahead. Knew that there'd be discouraging times in their life. So he showed them how to live through those. Showed them how to communicate through those. Showed them how to love and have compassion through those. Amen. Praise God. You say, how do you do it? When after you receive power from on high. Say, preacher, I have a hard time, praise God, because we don't have the power from on high. Amen. We try to do it in the manifestation of this flesh, praise God, and we'll fail. But praise God, I want to say there's a power from glory. Amen. If we'll just wait on it, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you may have to get somewhere in your prayer closet. You may have to get somewhere on your knees. You may have to fall on your face, and you may have to agonize with God. But I'd stay there, praise God, till the power fell. Amen. Brother Scott, I'd stay there, praise God. I could come to church and raise my hand and say, glory. Yeah. Amen. I'd stay there, praise God, that I could go out and tell somebody, cast a net for Jesus. Tell somebody about the Lord. Lift up His precious name, praise God. That's what Jesus did. You say, well, preacher, I don't see about getting all excited about all this stuff. Really? In Psalm 107, verse 2, He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, praise God. He said, glory be to God. If God's come down to where you were, touched your heart, praise God, you ought to rejoice. Amen. Amen. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God, I can look around, I can see it. I can see what's happening, praise God. And I'm just saying, glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Even so, come quickly. Amen. Take us out of here to be with Him. It ain't going to be long. Just a little while, praise God, and we're going out of here. So He called these disciples to Him. Spent about 3 years discipling them, amen. Praise the Lord. And then after the resurrection, praise God, He said, hey, listen. He said, after the resurrection, He said, there's going to be power endued upon you. He said, that power is coming from on high. Amen. It can't be worked up. It can't be made up. Amen. He said, it has to come from the Lord. The power from God, amen, has to get, praise God, for the duration of the journey, praise the Lord, we have to have strength from above. Your flesh is weak. But Rex, my flesh is weak. But there's power, praise God, that we've never even harnessed. Coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. Power to stand. He said, after the resurrection, He said, you go up there and you wait till you've been endued with power from on high. Praise God. Them fellas went up there to that upper room and they got to agonize with God and they said, Lord, we're waiting. Amen. Waiting a little while. And they said, Lord God, Lord, we're waiting. Amen. Praise God. And then they got down just a little further on their face. Oh God, we're waiting. Amen. They got plumb down on their belly. Say, oh God, we need your power. Amen. About the time the Bible said the Holy Ghost of God fell on that place. Glory be to God. And they come out there shouting and praising God. Amen. Why? Because they could see it. Glory be to God. It was real. Amen. What's wrong with us? We can't see it. Amen. We need to be able to see it. Praise God. We see it in His Word. It's real. Amen. Amen. What do you think make a little old country boy like me, praise God, get up, shout, jump, praise God like I do? Amen. It's God Almighty. Sweet Spirit of God. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Amen. It's in my soul, praise God. I'm not going to turn it. It's like a fire in my bones. I've told you before, I've tried to quit a time or two or 10 or 20. So, Lord, it ain't worth it. Amen. They look at me like I'm preaching like a sheep at new, looking at a new gate. Okay, not like I'm talking gibberish. What's the use? Amen. I'll just quit. Before, Brother John, most time before I get for the park down here. Lord God said, well, how don't you? He said, he'd give me a little old tinkle of a thought. Praise God. He said, why don't you quit with that one next Sunday? Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey, well, why don't you quit? Praise God. You can't quit if you ain't got started good. Amen. I'm running a race. Thank God, hey, I ain't done to cross the finish line. Oh, devil hates my guts. I'm just telling you. Brother David, I know where you're at. He hates me. That's all right. Brother Don, the feeling is mutual. Amen. Me and the devil's got a mutual agreement. He hates me, and I hate him. Amen. You're a preacher, you're not supposed to hate. I believe it's all right to hate the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise God, and I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they said they heeded the call, and they got the power. Hey, you know, because it was manifest in them. Look over at Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. Let's go back to verse 28. Let's go 27. It said, when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, the teaching and instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you thinking? Are you crazy? Amen. Crazy about Jesus? Praise the Lord. And intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Praise God, it was done shed for you. Amen. Now listen to what Peter says. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Amen. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. See, preacher, why don't we have the power? Why isn't the church empowered like it used to be? Because we don't obey God. Amen. We don't obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't live for Him. We don't live right. We don't act right. We don't talk right. Praise God. We may do it here, but we don't do it over there. Amen. We're going to have to get on our face and say, oh God, please help me to be obedient. A servant unto Thee. Amen. What happened to these fellows? They was empowered from on high because they was obedient to the Holy Ghost of God. Obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God overflowed them, overshadowed them, overcame them. Those old Pharisees and Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, them old boys went on out the road, praise God, didn't even get out of sight. They was Sunday, they said, can I tell you about Jesus? Amen. Couldn't even get out of sight of the Sanhedrin. They said, can I tell you about Jesus? Old Sanhedrin, I can just see old Caiaphas looking at over each other. He said, can you see that? Can you see that? And that one of them said, yeah. Hangs his head. He said, yeah. But I see that. So they got something we ain't got. Amen. He says, Caiaphas, what have they got that we ain't got? Amen. Caiaphas just had to hang his head because he knowed what it was. It's the power of God. Amen. It's a manifestation of His Spirit. Overshadowing them. Praise God. Pointing them, directing them, showing them the way. I ask you tonight, praise God, as you look out across the horizon, can you see it? Amen. Can you see it? I see turmoil. I see destruction. I see famine. I see pestilence. I see wars and nations warring. Amen. I hear rumors of wars. Battles to be had. Praise God. He said, this is
He said, all these things must, he said, but it ain't the end yet. But praise God, I look back, but I look past those battles. And I look past the anguish and the anxiety and the pestilence and the destruction. I look past that. And I see glory land, praise God. Hey, Lord, give me a vision that's beyond the pestilence. It's beyond the war. It's beyond the destruction. Amen. I'm looking into a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker's God. Amen. I'm looking. What about you tonight? Can you see it? Amen. Can you see what I'm talking about? Amen. Listen, young people, don't get caught up in the pestilence and turmoil and all that mess, the wars. Praise God. Get to looking to Jesus, praise God, and you'll see past all that. Amen. Hey, I'm looking way past all that, and I'm seeing portals of glory. I'm seeing God's little children. Amen. I'm seeing them being gathered in. Amen. He said, Psalmist said, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, he said, I see them gathering in. Amen. To one big happy bunch of people, praise God. Giving God glory, giving praise, obedient unto Him. Amen. Glory be to God. Can you see it tonight? I mean, I can see it, praise God. I can see the portals of glory. I can see it from my house. Can you see it from yours? Amen. Praise be to God. It's plumb cloudy. Glory be to God. It's foggy. Amen. Thank God. What a blessing we have in the sweet Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It points out, can you see it tonight? Take me out, preacher. I see all this destruction, all this travesty all around us. I just can't see past it. Amen. Well, you know what you need? You just need to come to a place of where you get better sight. Amen. You need to come to the eye doctor. You'll find him at the foot of Calvary, praise God. You'll find the eye doctor who'll help you see, praise God, beyond this stuff. And he'll let you see and give you a little peek of glory. Amen. I got to preach that message one time. He'll come along and lift you up a little higher. Yep. Amen. He'll lift you up a little higher, get you peeking over into glory. And you ever get up, praise God, you're peeking over into glory. You ought to be like, Peter, you won't want to go back. He said, glory, you have the words of eternal life. What have I got to go back to? Amen. Praise God, I won't say there's nothing back there. It's all ahead for a child of God. Amen. Praise God. Can you see it tonight? Bless His holy name. I can see it. Amen. It's good. It's looking better all the time.